I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The authorities in Greece have detained a station master for his alleged role in a train crash that killed at least 57 people last Tuesday. The man, who can't be named under Greek law, has been charged with disrupting transport and putting lives at risk. His lawyer said the rail worker was devastated. The head-on collision between two trains near Larissa has sparked widespread anger. Anthi Karasava is a local journalist.
Anger and frustration is building up here. You know, how many more tragedies must Greeks face before the system and before the state actually does its work? Greece's railway system and organization is one of the most corrupt organizations and companies and enterprises which the government has. And it has yet to deliver on safety regulations and has not performed as it should be performing.
President Biden has said the right to vote remains under threat as he marked the anniversary of the 1965 assault by police of peaceful marchers demanding voting rights for African Americans. Standing at the bridge in Selma, Alabama, where the Bloody Sunday assault took place, Mr. Biden called for Congress to pass legislation to strengthen voting in the U.S.
Selma is a reckoning. The right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty. With it, anything's possible. Without it, without that right, nothing is possible. And this fundamental right remains under assault.
Current and former Twitter staff have told the BBC that the company is no longer able to protect users from online abuse, state-coordinated disinformation and child sexual exploitation. They blame changes made under Twitter's new owner, the billionaire Elon Musk. Mariana Spring reports.
Since Elon Musk took over Twitter last October, staff firings and new priorities have thrown the company into chaos. Now insiders have told BBC Panorama that features intended to protect users from trolling and harassment are proving difficult to maintain. Lisa Jennings Young, a former senior designer, says her entire team, which had worked to keep users safe, has been sacked. Twitter and Elon Musk have not responded to Panorama's investigation. The social media site says defending and respecting the user's voice remains one of its core values.
Estonia's general election has ended with a clear victory for the Prime Minister's party. Kaja Kallas, a centre-right politician who's a staunch ally of Ukraine, said she was in a strong position to lead a new coalition. Near-complete results show her Reform Party won about a third of the votes. The next closest challenger was a far-right movement with nearly 16%. World News from the BBC. Pakistan's media regulator has barred television channels from broadcasting speeches and comments by the former Prime Minister Imran Khan. It said Mr. Khan had been making baseless allegations against state institutions and spreading hate speech. The move came after Mr. Khan accused the government of filing fake cases against him. Protests have been held in the Tunisian capital Tunis in defiance of an official ban prohibiting rallies against President Kais Saied. Police used megaphones to warn thousands of demonstrators that their protest over the recent arrest of several opposition leaders was against the law. President Saied has ruled Tunisia by decree after dissolving parliament and suspending the constitution in 2021. Thousands of Venezuelans have attended a series of events and rallies to commemorate 10 years since the death of the socialist president Hugo Chavez. He held office from 1999 to 2013. Will Grant reports.
Top government figures attended the main event in Caracas, as well as international allies such as the former Bolivian leader Evo Morales and a high-level delegation from Cuba led by Raúl Castro. The two socialist nations, Cuba and Venezuela, remain close allies, a relationship first established under Mr. Chavez and the late Cuban leader Fidel Castro. During his decade and a half in power, Hugo Chavez was able to not only fund poverty reduction programs at home, but also prop up the ailing Cuban revolution with his oil largesse. Under his successor, Nicolas Maduro, though, the economic outlook has been much bleaker.
Real Madrid have lost further ground to Barcelona in the Spanish Football League after drawing their match on Sunday at Real Betis. The 0-0 draw means they're now 9 points behind Barcelona in La Liga. The result comes 3 days after Real Madrid lost to their Catalan rivals in the first leg of the Spanish Cup semi-final. BBC News.